Well, good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Ken Keltner, pastor at Brookside, filling in for Pastor Greg, but he'll be back soon. But we're happy to have in the studio today the Rices, who have been missionaries for 17 years here at Brookside that we've supported. And they have recently been in China. They've been doing some transition into Italy. And so we're excited to have Brian Victoria here. Good to have you all. Thanks for being here today.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
And we also are blessed to have Esther and Grace with us. Esther's 14, Grace is 12. And we're thankful that they're with us today. So, girls, good to have you with us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Then Caleb, 25?
24.
Caleb, we talked a little bit last time to see how you've grown, and you were in Bangkok. And you were in Bangkok how long?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Following a little bit of what your dad has been doing, teaching English, and when a gospel opportunities arise, you're able to have them. Tell us a little bit about what you were doing there in Bangkok.
When I went over there, I started applying for English teaching jobs. And at first I was a little nervous because I had only ever visited Bangkok before, and it was really neat how the Lord just lined up the perfect job for me, because while I was working there, I later heard from many of my coworkers of many horrible job experiences they had had previously with other companies and businesses, with not being paid and overworked and getting in trouble with their visa. So it was really a blessing that the job that I found, my boss was actually a Christian and was trying to run the business with based on Christian ethics, and was taking a lot of heat for it. She was a Thai woman, and she took a lot of heat for it because none of my coworkers or the schools that we worked for were believers. Mm-hmm. And so it was neat to be able to try and be a testimony for my coworkers, because most of my coworkers were just traveling through Thailand and were tourists and backpackers who need a little more money to spend in the bars. And so it was neat to be able to spend time with them and not in the bars.
Yeah, okay, good.
And just even with vocabulary, because they all...
Hopefully they weren't teaching the English words that aren't all that nice to their students. What grades were you teaching?
I did a little bit of middle and high school, but then spent the most time in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So it was neat learning from my dad's example around holidays like Christmas and Easter to teach the kids about the Christian beliefs behind those holidays. Mm-hmm. And it was really neat because with our Christian boss, she actually had flashcards printed for us and songs that we played on CDs that had Jesus in them.
Oh, that's awesome, Caleb. I'm glad to hear that. English, you were teaching English. Caleb was teaching English. I mean, that's a great inroad throughout the world right now. People are wanting to learn English.
Yeah, surprisingly, it seems like anywhere that you go, you can teach English. And it's just very natural teaching English or teaching anything. You're going to be meeting people, building relationships, and you're able more or less to share your worldview.
And you were in the classroom. Now, Victoria, you weren't in the classroom, but you were at the home. And all the pictures I've seen, you guys are always having people over to your home. Was that more of the opportunity for your ministry, or did you actually get in the classroom too?
I was not in the classroom. I was homeschooling and playing the part of hospitality. So, yes, we would have lots of students come to the house, or teachers, professors, people who Brian had English lessons with, and then we would have them over for dinner and get to know them better and share our faith with them.
Mm-hmm. It was probably a little like you, Pastor Ken. You know, I meet 25 people and I call my wife and say I'm bringing them home for dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's a few years back in Colorado. I used to do that, unfortunately, but Kathy was gracious. We probably still do that, to be honest with you, Brian, have folks over a lot. But, yeah, every time I look at a picture of you guys, it just seemed like they probably love going over to Brian Victoria and being with Esther and Grace. And Caleb, I know you were there for some time, and your other daughter, Rachel, opportunities there. Did you have opportunities with you talk about some of your coworkers. Is there an interest in wanting to know what the Bible says there in China?
We would approach it as if they wanted an English lesson, we would use the Bible or a Bible study to teach them English. So we say, here's the curriculum we're going to use. We're going to learn these stories. They come from the Bible, and we're going to teach you the English words so that you can understand the story.
Mm-hmm. And so in turn, did they teach you all Chinese?
It might start out as they would be interested in an exchange. That way they're not paying for the English lesson. But we didn't really get the Chinese from them. We didn't care. We wanted to get them the Bible and improve their English so they could understand the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the most Chinese I learned was when I was studying for how to present the gospel in Chinese. And then as I would present the gospel, they would correct my Chinese.
Oh, they would, huh?
But it would get the communication across. It worked well.
And now, Grace and Esther, you all can speak Chinese?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you probably were a great help to your mom and dad, weren't you?
Well, mom and dad speak Chinese, too.
Oh, you didn't teach them?
No.
But have you had to help them when they've been at the grocery store and things like that?
I've gotten to see Esther and Grace be a great help many times since they spent a couple years in the Chinese school system. They have grasped reading and writing very well, and I see them all the time helping translate documents, government documents, letters from friends, and it's really neat to see them doing that.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to catch up with you girls more with all that you're doing and how God's using you there. That's awesome to hear. So tell us a little bit. So you've been in China. You were in China for how long?
17 years.
17 years. And now you have transitioned to Italy.
That's right, Ken.
Tell our folks a little bit of how that transition came about. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Brian and Victoria Rice and Esther and Grace and Caleb, our missionaries that have been in China for 17 years, and they're transitioning to Italy. And so we're thankful that they're with us in studio today. So, Brian, tell us a little bit about the transition. Why all of a sudden Italy?
Well, it seems like all of a sudden, but the transition really took about 2 years for us. We originally thought that we were going to be spending the rest of our lives in China, and that's what we planned on doing. So as China became more and more restrictive with the new leader there, and we saw other missionaries having their visas denied, we kind of read the writing on the wall and watched it get closer and closer to us until it came to the point where we had an office on campus where we met with students. And our landlord came to us and said, you need to get off campus. You have 4 days to close up your business and move out. So at that point, we realized that we were under the same restrictions. So we did. We closed our business and moved off campus. Then I found that we were restricted from going into the classrooms and meeting with students because we were foreigners. And so Victoria and I, we felt this, what's going to happen? Obviously, the Lord is letting this happen, and now it's more difficult to minister in China. In fact, there was really almost no one that we could meet with at that point except for one professor and his wife from the university. So go ahead.
I was just going to say, that had to be somewhat heartbreaking since you'd been putting so many years of your life there to reach the folks and then all of a sudden see the door closing.
Well, we'd seen this many times. While we were in China, we moved 5 different times. And some of the times we moved, it was because of the same thing, that the government was knocking on our door and they were going to interrogate us. They had already started interrogating some of our fellow missionaries and some of the students that we're meeting with. And so that necessitated us to move to a different province. You know, when persecution comes, sometimes we just pray and ask the Lord, what should we do? And sometimes we feel that he's telling us just to stay there and wait it out, and other times to move on. So this was the second time where we felt like he was closing the door more permanently and we needed to consider moving on.
Victoria, the students that you guys had been able to really develop some relationships with, what was their response when they saw what was really taking place with you and Brian and the family?
As far as the persecution?
Yes, that you're going to need to move out, or you got to close up your business, you got to get off campus. And
I think the reality of it sunk in, that their country, the government, really did not allow religious freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to be careful even with their own faith, and they would plug into, we would introduce them to house church leaders, and hopefully those leaders would caution them on how much they talked about their faith outside of their house church. But they were sad. We were all sad about having to leave China.
Yeah.
But, of course, we said, wherever we go, you come and visit us. And they're excited to have an opportunity to come and visit us in Italy now. And actually, some of our students have already moved to Italy to study. So it was really interesting how the Lord brought Italy into our minds and made us look at that as a new mission field.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first times that we considered Italy, or Italy came onto our radar, is we were looking for some of our students, and they said, well, they're studying abroad now. They're in Italy. And so I was wondering how many other students are studying in Italy. And we did a little research, and that's when I first learned about the Chinese diaspora, that for a long period of time, China has been sending hundreds of thousands of Chinese people to Africa, to Europe, and in Europe mainly in Italy. In Italy, mainly in one city, Prato, which is a city that we live about an hour away from now.
Hmm. So you're all moved in to Italy now?
Yes, we packed up everything and into 4 carry-on bags and 4 checked bags and moved.
That was all your belongings?
That was all of our belongings.
Just like when we left Denver many years ago and we downsized.
I remember. I tell people all the time that you are a great woodworker and you've sold all of that to go to the field. Were you involved in the house churches there? Were you part of a house church?
In China?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were heavily involved in the house church in the sense that as I had English corners on a university campus to draw students in, and I would share my faith with them, I would also invite some people from the house church to come and be part of the English corner so that they would make connections. And then as we had students who wanted to know more about the Bible, I would study with them off campus where it was safer. And as they became believers, we would baptize them in our apartment in the bathtub because it was safe. And, you know, wow. You can't do it outside because of dirty water and government watching. And then our goal was to plug them into the indigenous church. And so we would always be working with the house church.
Okay. So in Italy, you're going to really be doing the same thing, English?
Well, a lot of what we're doing is the same. We have a campus ministry in Pisa, so that'll be the same. And then also using English as an outreach to draw people of different cultures together so that we can introduce them to Christ.
Well, Brian, Victoria, and Esther, and Grace, and Caleb, we have loved having you for the broadcast today. I would like to have you stay over for one more, because I'd like to hear a little bit more of the fellowship opportunities that you get and some of the activities that you've been able to do with these young people and adults. And so I trust that you'll tune in next time and pick up with the broadcast with Brian, Victoria, and how God's been using their life and their family in ministry. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful day.